Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I have a fun little money secret for you to help you increase your prosperity. In case you're new to this program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to do something really amazing and extraordinary in your life, I would love to support you in doing that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the single session, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, so here is my fun little money secret, which really isn't a secret, and it's probably going to seem like, oh yeah, right? It's totally going to seem that way, but when you start to apply it to your life is when things will really start to shift and change for you. So ready? Money loves love and appreciation. Money loves the energy of love and appreciation. And so what do I mean by this? Do you love and appreciate the way you make money? My spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying you don't have to. You can appreciate the way you make money and you might not love it, right? You don't have to have both. Both. Rockstar, amazing. But if you have one or the other, it needs to be in place, right? So do you love or appreciate the way you make money? 100% of the time, right? And here's the thing. You could totally think your job is not the right fit for you, but you could appreciate and focus on one aspect that for sure, genuinely, you totally 100% appreciate. And it could just be that I just love that that check comes every other Thursday, right? That can totally be the answer there. Just focus on that and then block everything else out. Catch yourself when you're complaining. Catch yourself when you are overworking. Catch yourself when you are wishing it were different. If you do want to make a different choice in the way you earn money, then consciously make a different choice, right? Next, do you love and appreciate, love or appreciate the way you spend money? Every time you lay cash down, swipe your card, submit a payment, do you love or appreciate every one of those payments? And if there is a payment or something you're spending money on that you're not loving and enjoying, go to Spirit and say, help me to either see this differently or help me to make a change. Because probably what's wrapped up in that, maybe you're paying on something you just don't feel good about. What's wrapped up in that is probably some form of victimhood, feeling like you can't make a change. Like I have to live here, or I have to do it this way, or I have to spend money on this. And so if you can shift out of that and see yourself as empowered in that process in any way you possibly can, you can start to get to love or appreciation, or love and appreciation. Do you love or appreciate the way you manage money, the way you manage your money? If you're critical of yourself, I was talking to a client today and we start talking about savings, and she realized in that moment she might be holding back on her earning because she hasn't found a way of saving that feels right and true to her. And I said to her, you know, you don't have to do anything, right? Managing money to you can be, oh, I get paid, I pay my bills, and I spend the rest of it. And I feel 100% good about that process. I love or appreciate that process. It works for me, right? I guarantee you that person, if they're operating from a place of love or appreciation in that process, not spending any money, not saving any money, not putting any money in retirement, that works for them. They probably always have money. They probably always feel good about money, right? It's probably not running out. when they least expect it. It's all your vibration. Now, is it, you know, would the financial powers that be say it's best to put money away? Yeah. But you get to do that the way you want to do it. And I think we've heard so many, this is right and that is wrong and this is that. So much of that's just a bunch of garbage, guys. If you take this simple formula I'm giving you and find one thing to love or appreciate or both about the way in which you relate to money, from spending to saving to earning to investing, if you feel inspired in that way, to giving, if you feel inspired in that way. And you just got the energy around money in your life to a place of love or appreciation consistently, you would prosper and 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 prosper. Money loves you doing what you love. Money loves you being in the energy of love. Money loves you loving yourself, right? So I say, do the thing you keep telling yourself you can't do, that you want to do. Like I recently I'd always set a budget for how much I could spend on groceries and stuff, and this past weekend I was just like, this hasn't been working this way. Right? I'm not enjoying the process around spending money for food, right? And I said, okay, what would make me feel really good? And I would plan out some meals for myself and buy all those ingredients, breakfast, lunch, dinner, no splitting of hairs. If I want this type of Parmesan cheese for this recipe and that type of Parmesan cheese for that recipe, I was going to do it. And it has been the most enjoyable week for me. I feel like I've ate healthier. I feel so comfortable in my life and my home. That one change. And the price difference? Minimal. Minimal. Like, I was constantly thinking about, okay, what am I going to do with food? Should I order today? Oh, I should probably cook that thing that I really didn't want to cook now. Or, okay, what can I piece together? And I was like, I know how to do food. I'm a great cook. I love it. It feels homey when I have all the ingredients that I want in my house, from breakfast to a snack. I pre-made things. So I had I make this little vegan banana oatmeal cookie-like thing. I pre-made them so that if I want a snack, I had them. And I felt so loved and so supported and so cared for in a way I haven't felt. Like, things that would stress me out or worry me just are kind of rolling off. And I really attribute it to all I did was bland out some meals that I really loved, and I didn't try to split hairs about it. I was just like, that's what I need to make that happen. And I enjoyed it. I didn't think about calories and should I do, because I'm a vegetarian. So naturally, there is built into the way I approach life around food, good nutrition in there. And I didn't try to think like, well, I need to use this. And well, how can I use this? Which, if you think about it, all that's based in lack. And so once I gave up the perception of lack in that area, I got all this abundance. I got to experience this abundance of positivity, abundance of care, abundance of happiness, an abundance of money. It's been really quite wonderful. And I still did all the things I love to do. And all it took was putting in a grocery order that really matched who I was. I'm sharing this story with you because money loves for you to be happy, from spending to the way you earn your money to the way you manage your money. Money loves for you to be in the energy of love. Money loves for you to be in the energy of appreciation. And just pick one pick something, just like I, you know, this week I picked groceries and some household items. More so, I picked abundance in choosing to fill my home and make purchases that made me feel good. I was not operating under the mindset of restriction or, okay, I got to stretch this and I got to make this. No, I just went for everything I wanted. And I felt so abundant. So what shift can you make so you can feel abundant? What could you do around money that would make you feel the feeling of love or the feeling of appreciation? Money loves the energy of love. How can you do more things that you love? How can you be more loving to yourself? How can you love all that you have and release all that you don't love? I think sometimes we're holding on to things, relationships, people, situations, because we're so afraid of who we would be without it. But what if we just gave up that fear and chose love? What if we just gave up that fear and chose appreciation? And you can't fake any of this stuff. You got to actually love it. But all the answers are in you, right? Who says you can't live a life that where you're like, I love every moment of my life. It's just so good. It's so great. I have all these wonderful things in my life that I love. Yeah, you can. You can. And then the things that you don't love and the things you don't have control over, like other people and what they think and what they believe and how they feel, it starts to roll off. You don't get too caught up in it the way you used to. So, and then you're prosperous on top of it because money is drawn to the energy of love. Money is drawn to the energy of appreciation, both high vibrational feelings. So play with it. See how you feel. Find a way to do money in a way that feels like love and it feels like appreciation. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the single session, the massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as the activate intuitive coaching package. If you like this show, please subscribe on whatever platform you listen on and share it with a friend. Sign up for my newsletter. You go to my homepage. There you can sign up for my newsletter and you'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week for free. Yeah. Start focusing on love and appreciation and see what shows up for you. You will be amazed. Until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.